Many Ghanaians have expressed a little disappointment at the performance of the senior national football team, the Black Stars, in their first group match against the Zebras of Botswana. However, the Deputy Minister of Sports, Nino Tidua, says Ghanaians should still have faith in the Stars. He is hopeful that the team will pick up as the tournament progresses. Contributing to Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Focus, which discussed the ongoing 28th Africa Cup of Nations, the Deputy Minister cautioned the Stars not to underrate any of the competing teams.
I think that they could have done better against Botswana. But, you know, these days, there is no soccer mino. The fact that we have won the match, it is a very good thing. So we are happy about it. Yes, there are no mean sides. But I believe that the Black Stars can beat them equally as well. You know, in football, your output sometimes also depends upon your opponent. So I don't think that we must be afraid of the Guineans or the Malians. Yes, there are no mean sides. They are equally good, and especially the Malians, for example. So I know that there is a need for us to put up a splendid performance so that we'll be able to beat them when we meet them in the tournament.
A former Black Stars player, Willie Kluche, said most players prefer to play for foreign teams rather than the national teams, citing inadequate or lack of government support when they get injured.
The FIFA rules these days is saying that you can't call professional players more than 2 weeks before your match. And even some of the foreign base or foreign clubs don't even like it, some of their black players or African players, to even come to play for their country. Because at the end of the day, when they get injured, they come back to them and they pay the bills. So some of their players, because the situation in Africa is so bad, they prefer playing for their clubs than playing for their country. So even if they are playing for their country, they don't put in their maximum best because they want to protect themselves, quickly go back and enjoy their winning big fat winning boat. The whole situation is complex because of poverty and hard situation.
A sports analyst, Moses Fuamweni, noted the lapses in the Ghanaian midfield and made certain suggestions that could strengthen the squad in subsequent matches.
The team might pick itself in central defense because Bosa is absent because of the red cards and the two-match ban. John Mentor also has a two-match ban, and we all hear this morning that he's even injured, so he's going to be taken over to Libreville for some stronger medical treatment. So he's also going to be out. So the central defense will be Bosa, Jonathan Mentor playing together with John Boy. It's not bad. I must be honest. I prefer Jonathan. He's a very commanding figure at the back, both in the air and on the ground. And he has a very uncanny ability to intercept and anticipate passes coming on to strikers. And if you look at the way that the Malians play, very sleek 1-2 passing, you need an intelligent defender to intercept passes. And I think John Boy was also not bad when it came to that department. So Jonathan will bring skill and strength and command in defense. And I think coupled with John Boy's own sleek way of playing, that will not be bad. It is the flank of our defense that, I don't know, he probably will have to take a look at it.
A broadcast journalist with GBC Radio, George Ulati, expressed concern about the insistence on maintaining foreign coaches for the national team. To him, the national team could be managed by local coaches who will better understand the temperament and cultural makeup of the players.
And one thing I've also taken notice of is, apart from 30% and 70%, I would now love to see one of our own coaching our national team. That's what I have been personally gunning for. We've gotten a whole lot of them. Willie used to coach one of the, you know, together with, Mr. Ike Afrani, one of the junior teams. He was in charge, responsible for Derek Barton, all some of the big guys, under 20, some of the big guys that we've seen. But what happens? They come down and then they disband the team with all the coaches, and then they are just thrown off. We're now going globetrotting, looking for Serbians and Montenegrins and whatever it is to come in coaches. What do they do that Willie and Co can do? Because they know our local boys, or even those playing outside, they bring them up, so they know them very well. And in terms of communication, they can communicate with them, even in our local parlance, you know, for them to understand exactly what they want. But who are we going to probably channel it through? You go to them, they'll tell you yes, you just leave them, and it's like, excuse me, they will say, look at this mad guy, what is he talking about? Do you even know what you're talking about? That's our situation. It's about time we have one of our own coaching, taking charge of all our national teams. Enough is enough with these white guys.
You heard views of panelists on Focus, our current affairs program, which discussed the ongoing Nations Cup tournament.